Okay, so slide 15 is a good place to revisit the notion of design, which, as Vic and I said earlier on, I think is the absolutely crucial issue here. And I wonder, Vic, if you could start us going on this question.
Yeah, one of the things I'd like to play with here, Richard, is the idea of establishing a learning community within a Web2 environment. I think when we're thinking about learning design in Web2, we have to think about how that group of learners might be established and supported in educational ways in order to address a task. And so questions like how we establish a Web2 community, how we maintain a Web2 community, how it's managed, what the roles and relationships for participation are, how we make some learning choices and we make those explicit, and how we keep the learning authentic and grounded in the realities of Web2. I think those are the key issues in terms of learning design.
Yes, well, going back to your Interlife project, what are the main issues that you're going to be designing for?
Yeah, well, the to give you an example, one of the groups we're working with is gifted and talented young people in the 13 to 16 age group. And some of these, in fact, a number of these young people are also... They're duly exceptional. They're both gifted and talented, and they are excluded from school or have gone through a process of exclusion. And so the issue of reintegration back into a school environment, a transition back into or forward into formal schooling, it is a key element of working with them. And one of the ways we're going to address that is to help them to develop a research learning community, to proactively, with support from us, get together in Interlife and create some films, some documentaries around some of the key issues of exclusion and, more importantly, how those can be addressed to support integration back into the school system. So there are lots of design issues there around establishing that group of young people within Interlife, supporting them with tools and structures, but crucially, helping them by maintaining a creative space in which they can function. I think that brings us back to the issue of creativity. One of the problems is, of course, if this environment is too highly structured, the creative possibilities for the youngsters working with us are diminished by the domination of the design team. If it's not structured enough, then clearly the sorts of learning that we're intending can't happen. So there's quite a subtle balance between a place that's between not enough structure and too much structure. That's the crucial element of design, I think.
Yes, I'd just like to call attention to an issue that we're taking for granted when we're thinking about your project.
Yes.
Which is that your focus is very much on learning of an emotional kind.
With that particular group.
And it's about how people feel about transitions and so on.
Yes.
Which is a very much an under-researched area of research generally.
Yes.
But that is certainly under-researched in terms of technology. But it might be interesting for people listening to us to know that there's a second project in the family of TLRP TEL projects based at Cambridge with Patrick Carmichael, looking at ways in which the semantic web, designing the semantic web to encourage more cognitive orientations, cognitively to enhance learning about case-based learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm absolutely certain that your project and their project will have a lot to say to each other, precisely because your focal points are actually quite different in a way, but nevertheless, from both a technical and a research point of view, I think this would be a wonderful example of how technology potentially starts to blur the traditional division in the research literature between emotional, affective on the one hand, and cognitive on the other.
Mm-hmm. There are so many points embedded in that, Richard, I don't really know where to start. But I mean, I think two or three that occur to me quickly. One is that I think the programmatic nature of TEL that we're in now, that you're directing, is exciting for me because we've got these parallel projects going on, and the thematic meetings will enable us to explore some of these very intersections and make them practically, make them productive during the lifetime of the program. And that's very exciting. On another level, it prompts me to say there's a nice metaphor there for individual and collaborative work, spending some time focusing on one aspect of it up here in our project, and then coming together with Patrick's project and sharing and seeing where that takes us. That's very exciting for me.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to the last slide.